USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's a new scare from the coronavirus in New York. A disease that may be linked to the virus is affecting small children. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo spoke about a mysterious illness that has now taken the lives of three children in the state.
Toddler, elementary school children are presenting symptoms similar to Kawasaki disease or toxic shock-like syndrome.
He says it affects children's blood vessels and potentially the heart. The state health department is studying 73 cases in which children with the syndrome have COVID-19 antibodies or tested positive for the coronavirus. Vice President Mike Pence and three members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force is self-quarantining because of possible exposure to another member of the Trump administration. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.